We're learning the laws of Birchas Haperos. We were discussing when it came to unripened grapes which have not yet matured, that in the event that they are small and that they are not completely grown, then the bracha that is recited is Hadama and not Ha'etz. Once they reach a certain size, or as the Mishnah Berurah told us, that you can see with your Maris Ayin, that Kfar Nigmar Bishulo, that it's ripened, it doesn't always depend on the size, even if they're small, but it's possible that they're complete and ready to be eaten, and then in that situation, the bracha would be Ha'etz. However, said the Mechaber, that when it came to other things that grow on trees, we say the bracha of Ha'etz, with the exception of the fact that if it is bitter or acidic or sour to the point that one is unable to eat it, then certainly one would not make a bracha on this at all. And the Raman now continues and says that it's not just grapes, in that we sometimes have a very specific cutoff point as to when whether the bracha is hadama or ha'etz. It says v'yesh omrim de'al charuvin ein mevarach brei ha'etz ad shi'ira ebohen kamin sharshro shel charuvin. He says that when it comes to charuvin, which is carob or boxer, so also the bracha is not going to be ha'etz until you know that it has reached a certain point, namely that the sharsharosh, that there are chains on this carob. As a person looks at a carob or this boxer, you can see that it has bumps in it. So that shows that it's already ripened. Therefore, at that point, the bracha would be ha'etz. In bezeisim, so too when it comes to examining olives, ad sheyigdal ha'netz savivav, one has to make sure that the buds which surround it have grown. Before that, the person should say a bracha of hadama if it has not yet reached this state. As brought down in the Sefer Halachos of Brachos, written by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner, a similar concept. He says, in the unlikely event that one were to eat a not fully developed fruit, he should make a Brei Pri Hadama, and on the bottom he also says that this is the opinion of the Bir Halacha, as well as others such as the Gra, Shlo Lavarech Brei Pri Ha'etz, Al Pri Shol Higia L'Anos Hamasus, that if it has not yet reached its ripe, that it's not fully developed, that the bracha, in fact, should be a hadama. So therefore, this is something which is similar to the words of the Ramah, even though the Ramah really only provides for us two specific examples, that again of carob and olives, but nonetheless, when it comes to fruits, which have not completely ripened, then the bracha is not going to be ha'etz, but rather the bracha will be ha'adama. So the Mishnah Berurah then continues and discusses this idea about eating, as the Mechaber said, fruits in which are really inedible, or as the language of the Mechaber, that they're so sour and bitter that she'enu roi l'achila fil al yedei chak, that even that you have nothing else to eat, perhaps you're starving, you're very hungry, that you still can't bring yourself to eat these things, that in that situation a bracha would not be said. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a very logical inference from the statement. He says that im al kol panim nechom al yedei chak, let's say you could eat this fruit, it's pretty bitter, it doesn't taste that good, but it's not something which is impossible to eat, it's not inedible. So according to the language of the words of the Mechaber, which says only if it's completely inedible you do not make a bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah that afal gav shechamutzim umarim heim, even though they're very bitter, they're very acidic and sour, kederech peros bekatnusam, as we often find when it comes to fruits which are so small, afil hachim yavarech lehem birchasam haru'uya. Interesting, he says that you should actually say the proper bracha on it. And we're going to define this a little bit more as we get into the Piskei Tshuvos in a minute. Now, he quotes the words of the Chai Adam. He says, V'chein b'sefer olos Ephraim piknu b'din zeh v'datam d'kigon zeh. For example, einu mevarech ela shahakol. He says in this situation that you're not dealing with a fruit which tastes very good. You are able to eat it, but it's extremely sour. In that situation, the bracha should not be ha'etz, but rather the opinion of the Chai Adam, which is a different opinion, says that the bracha should be shahakol. Imlo shibishulon o shemiskon b'or. without the exception in the event that a person would be able to prepare it, to cook it, or to sweeten this up, the fire does mevarech alav brei priya eitz. In that situation, the bracha is ha'eitz, kivan shehu pri be'etzem, it's actually a complete fruit, el shesarech tikun, that you need to fix it. So we find an interesting concept over here, that if you have a fruit which is complete, but it just doesn't taste good, and if you're able to do some type of a tikkun to fix it up, so according to the opinion of the Chai Adam, he says that the bracha should be ha'eitz. Of course, we're dealing with a fruit. And this, the Chai Adam continues and says, that mini peros, when we're dealing with fruits, shemerakchin, in which were seasoned, omekatin, which were fried up, devash, with honey, kiyotzu bezeb, odem katanim mo'od, even though they're very small, im lo haya ru'im le'echol, kodem rekuchim klaf, let's say it was not fit to eat at all, in mevarach nalehen, ki'im shakol achari kuchan. You don't make a bracha except for shakol after it's been seasoned. So the question, which could certainly arise, is what bracha do we make if we are going to have something in which is sour, in which we do not really enjoy eating, but we can somehow manage to eat. So the halacha is clear that when it comes to eating a lemon, the bracha is shakol. The question is, and the understanding behind that is that a lemon is something in which is really inedible, since it's also certainly not eaten in that manner. So the question is, what if you're able to sweeten up that lemon? What if you're able to add sugar to it? So in that situation, do we make the bracha of ha'etz, or is the bracha of shahakol made? Now certainly, if we're dealing with, let's say, taking lemon and squeezing it onto something else, if we're dealing with, let's say, fish, of course there's a bracha on the fish itself is a shahakol, and wouldn't be a question because the lemon juice is only secondary to the fish, so certainly only the bracha on the fish would be made. But the question again is, what happens if you have a fruit such as a lemon or an esrog for that matter, and you sweeten it in some capacity? What bracha does one make? So again, certainly a lemon, we paskin, the bracha of shahakol is made. The question is, how about if it's changed? So, it's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos to address this final question, which we'll spend the last couple of minutes discussing. He says that when the Chai Adam made this statement, that if you're able to season or sweeten up a fruit with honey, even though it's very small, but and it wasn't really fit to be eaten before you were able to sweeten it up, he said that the bracha is going to be shahakol after you've sweetened it up, because you couldn't eat it because it didn't taste that good, it was inedible, and you made it edible by fixing it in some capacity. So by you fixing it up, the Chai Adam says the bracha is shahakol, because before that you couldn't eat it. So the Piskei Tshuvos explains, the Mairi mini peros asher nitoy inshi adaitel echol bigmar hivshaltan kashem royal echol chayim, that this is only referring to a situation that when you planted this tree, your intention was for this fruit to grow completely and for it to ripen and for you to be able to eat it while it is chayim, while it is raw. That you would not have to have done any preparations to have made this edible. In this situation, he says that now that the fruit is so small, and let's say it falls off of a tree, and it is not ripe, and it's not something which is fit to be eaten, in that situation, now that you've cooked it, or sweetened it, or seasoned it in some capacity, the bracha will be shahakol. Because after all, your intention was not really to have this small little fruit. Your intention was we're hoping it was going to stay in the tree, we're hoping it was going to grow, and then I would have made a ha'etz on it. Unfortunately, it was small, it's inedible, but I was able to do something to fix it up so that it becomes edible. In that situation is what the Chai Adam is talking about, that now that you've fixed it so you can eat it, the bracha is shakol, even though it's a fruit, because before it was inedible. However, mini peros, shenitoy inshi adaita, lohoridam mehaetz, kishadayim enu ruim lachila, let's say a person plants something, and their intention is to actually remove it from that tree, even though it's not something which is fit to eat, nonetheless they decide to do such a thing, and their intention is, why would they want such an inedible fruit? Because their intention is to fix it up, is to cook it, to season it. So in that situation, the bracha, he says, is going to be ha'etz. So it's interesting. He makes this distinction. Even though both fruits are inedible unto itself, but if your intention was at the time that it was planted, or its purpose is generally so that it should be taken in its status so that it should be fixed up, then the bracha retains its bracha of ha'etz. It's only in the situation that the fruit falls down because you really wanted a full fruit, and now that it's small, it's inedible, and you have to fix it up, that's when the Chayyadim says you make the bracha of shahakol. And therefore, he explains, L'chein ha'esrog, she'ena roi la'chila el al yedei bishulo v'yikucho b'sukar b'kadoma. When it comes to an esrog, a person biting into an esrog doesn't taste all that good. So the only way you can actually enjoy eating that is by fixing it up. In its raw status, it's not edible. So for you to eat it, you have to wait until, you have to prepare it. It has to be seasoned, it has to be prepared. Or it has to be besukar, you have to put sugar on it. Birchaso l'achar habishul, v'harikuach. After you have prepared this esrog, or lemon for that matter, the bracha will be b'rei pri ha'etz. You will make a ha'etz on eating this esrog. Why? Mipnei shehaderech liktov hesrogim l'mitzvah lifnei habishultan. The reason why we have esrogim is you originally plucked it off not to eat, to do a mitzvah. Or for a lemon for that matter, it's something which in itself is inedible. And by you preparing it after the chag, after Sukkot, l'achila, for you to be able to eat it, debishulim rikuchen, now that you're able to prepare it, therefore the bracha remains so ha'et. So just to explain it one more time, just to stop, after that, is the Chai Adam again explains that there is a distinction when it comes to having a fruit that is inedible in itself. But if your intention was for it to be inedible, or when dealing with a lemon, in itself you make a shahakol, but if you would sweeten it up, and you would fix it up, or certainly, as he says, by an esrog, in which your intention is to eat it only after it's this way, in that situation the bracha would be ha'etz.